for Little Friends, creamy polka dot bread. Now, for each serving, you will need one slice of white or wheat bread, softened cream cheese, and one tablespoon of raisins or any chopped dried fruit. One, toast the slice of bread. Two, spread the cream cheese on the toast, then sprinkle the raisins or other dried fruit on top. And enjoy. Color Parade by Cynthia Rakes Bowden. And you will need help with this. There is a picture with a number of items on this page, and you can color the illustrated items on this page the same color as stated in the poems. Like I said, have someone help you with this. And now the poem. Brown bread, brown bear. Yellow butter, yellow pear. Red balloon, red cherry. Purple tulip, purple berry. White mouse, white glue. Black crayon, black shoe. Green leaf, green key. Blue plum, blue sea. Orange yarn, orange fish. Pink mitten, pink dish. Good books for little friends. Pig, Horse, or Cow, Don't Wake Me Now by Arlene Alda. Now, this rhyme story includes all the animal sounds as one wakes another on the farm. The last one, a cat wakes Billy, who was dreaming of an ice cream loving dog, and of a hippo in deep water, and of a baboon with her daughter. The illustrations are all beautiful photographs. The Peter Rabbit and Friends Cookbook by Naya Bray Moffat. What do you make when rabbits, pigs, and frogs come to dinner? Lucy's recipes include Mr. Rabbit's currant buns, Benjamin Bunny's biscuits, peppermints for pig wig, and Peter Rabbit's party carrot cake. The Spinner's Gift by Gail Radley. As white as the snow, as gold as the midday sun, as red as the roses, the threads the spinner spins for the queen are magnificent in color and texture. When the thread is carefully woven into fabric, its beauty delights everyone who sees it and who eventually has possession of it, including the queen, the princess, her maid, the jeweler's wife, a peddler, even a thief. Mowing by Jesse Hawes. While Gramp rides the mower behind two huge horses, Nora keeps a watch out for trouble. She finds a woodchuck, a fawn, and two killdeers in their nest. The woodchuck escapes down its hole, and Gramp cuts around the fawn and the nest so all are safe. Then Nora drives the mower home. Balloon Bob Game by Sherry Timberman. And you will need help with this as well. Give each player three inflated balloons of the same color. At the same time, everyone throws their balloons up in the air, tries to keep them all up. They can use any part of their body to keep the balloons up, but if a balloon touches the ground, it's out. When a player runs out of balloons, he or she is out. The player with the last balloon in the air wins. End of For Little Friends. Verse. The word.